Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and thanks for being here. It's Wednesday, and boy, have you joined us on a great day. We are right in the midpoint of the first week of a two-week series on deliverance that Derek Prince is teaching us. It's a never-before-broadcast series, and I'm so excited about it because it's something that the church has often ignored that we desperately need, especially in our occult-ridden generation, and that is deliverance. Derek Prince has been introducing us to the fundamental truths of deliverance. And it's been so balanced and so solid that I imagine many are listening to it and saying, well, why was this ever controversial? But I want you to know that it caused tremendous opposition to Derek Prince to arise and tremendous opposition to others. And yet now I've got friends from Baptists to Catholics who practice it regularly and see great results because it's biblical. It's simply breaking the demonic connections to the lives of believers. Nobody's claiming that a Christian can be demon-possessed. A Christian's possessed by Jesus. But even the Bible says in Ephesians 4 that unrepented sin becomes a connection point for the demonic. And that's what we're really dealing with. We're breaking that connection point through repentance and through the authority of the believer in Jesus Christ. Now, if you've missed any of this, log on to DerekPrince.org and you can listen to it as often as you want. But today, Derek's going to be talking about the nature of the enemy. How to identify the enemy? What is a demon and how do they function? This is sometimes scary stuff to people, but again, it's just normal Christianity. Let's listen.
Now I'm going to give you some general teaching on the nature of demons. We'll stick with the word demons. And ways in which you can know if they're at work in you or in others. Of course, there's always the two gifts of discerning of spirits and the word of knowledge. But apart from that, in the supernatural realm, there are many, many other combined indications which should alert us to the presence of demons, either in ourselves or in others. You need to know, first of all, as I've said, they are persons without bodies. You're dealing with persons, disembodied persons who have a passionate craving to get into a body. You need to understand that. They are totally discontented outside of a body. The kind of body they want is a human body, but rather than be disembodied, they'll settle for a pig or a dog or other animals. They do not want to be disembodied. That is torment for them. They have two main objectives assigned to them by Satan. Number one, to keep you from knowing Christ as Savior. But if they fail in that, their number two objective is to keep you from serving Christ effectively. You see that? If they've failed in number one, they don't give up. They simply switch to number two. Now we need to distinguish between the flesh and demons, the flesh being the old carnal nature, the old man. Demons being persons that move in and occupy areas of your personality. I compare them this way. The flesh is the carcass. The demons are the vultures that settle on the carcass. You understand? If there were no flesh, there'd be no vultures. It's a very vivid picture. If you've lived in a country where there are vultures, you know when something is about to die, a little speck appears up in the sky and hovers there, and you look up a little while later, there are three or four more. And the nearer the animal on the earth gets to death, the lower down the vultures come. Jesus said, where the carcass is, the vultures will be gathered together. Where the unregenerate flesh of man is exposed in its carnality and its sinfulness, you can be sure the vultures will be gathering. Now, the remedies are totally different. What's the remedy for the flesh? The cross. That's right. Galatians 5:24, they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. What's the remedy for demons? To expel them. That's right. Now you cannot switch the remedies. You cannot expel the flesh and you cannot crucify a demon. So in order to know which remedy to apply, you have to know what you're dealing with. Okay? Now I would say in general, if you are a committed, sincere Christian who reads your Bible, prays, has regular fellowship, and desires to serve the Lord, and you have a special kind of problem, something tormenting, something aggravating, something humiliating, something binding and enslaving, and you've tried every remedy, you've prayed, you've fasted, you've reckoned yourself dead, and you still haven't resolved it, you can be almost sure you're dealing with a demon. I can say this out of experience, which is too long for me to relate this morning. Now, what I want to do in the next part of this session is give you some characteristic activities of demons. I'm going to list about 9 verbs which describe characteristic activities of demons. If these are present in your life, more than one, or if they are very intense, you should begin to check. You probably need deliverance. And bear in mind, all these are activities of persons, because we're dealing with persons without bodies. First verb, entice. Demons entice. They tempt people to do evil. And if you analyze your experience, you'll find that enticement often comes in a verbal form. A beautiful gold pencil has been dropped on the floor and you stand looking at it and something says to you, take it. Nobody will know. Other people would do the same. If it was your pencil, they'd take it. You know what that is? Anything that has a voice is a person. Behind that voice is a demon enticing. None of you have ever experienced that. It's just me.
Isn't it great to be set free and to have our minds taught by the Word of God? I've heard such strange things about what demons are, that they're departed souls of human beings, that they're, you know, evil people that took on spirit form, all of its silliness. What the Bible teaches is clear, that demons are fallen angels and that they are sent to do the will of Satan to trouble mankind, but thank God Jesus has given us authority over the powers of darkness. So much more good news like this to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined 2 of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us. And boy, are we in a fascinating series on deliverance. This is such powerful stuff. And what it's doing for me, and I'm sure many of you, is it's taking the whole counsel of Scripture, things that are said in disparate places in the Bible, and bringing it together in a simple, organized form. In fact, Derek is just about to help us understand what it is that demons do. What do they do to human beings, and how can their power be broken? Let's listen.
Demons entice. They tempt people to do evil. And if you analyze your experience, you'll find that enticement often comes in a verbal form. A beautiful gold pencil has been dropped on the floor and you stand looking at it and something says to you, take it. Nobody will know. Other people would do the same. If it was your pencil, they'd take it. You know what that is? Anything that has a voice is a person. Behind that voice is a demon enticing you. None of you have ever experienced that. It's just me. Demons harass, or harass, depends what part of the world you come from. They study you. They follow your movements. They know your weak moments. They know your weak places. They know just how and when they can get in. The example I usually give is the businessman who's had a terrible day in the office. Everything went wrong. His secretary was inefficient. The air conditioning failed. And then on the way home, there was a traffic jam, and he was an hour on the freeway. And then when he gets back home, believe it or not, his wife is late with the supper, and the kids are running around screaming. And as he gets in through the door, he does what we say, he blows his stack. Okay? You know what happens? That demon of anger that's been on his tail all day jumps in. And after that, his wife notices a certain change in him. He's still a loving father and husband, but there are certain times when something else takes over. She notices a kind of different look in his eyes. And although he loves his wife and his children, he makes life miserable for them when that comes upon him. And then he's so ashamed and remorseful afterwards, he said, I don't know what made me do it. We do know. It's the demon of anger. Number three, they torment. Now, the Bible speaks about the tormentors. In Matthew 18, I believe the demons are the tormentors. In Matthew 18, in the parable of the unforgiving servant, the servant who wouldn't forgive his fellow servant, a petty debt, was delivered by God to the tormentors. I have met hundreds of Christians in the hands of the tormentors. You know why? Unforgiveness. If you have any unforgiveness in your heart against anybody, you are a legitimate target for the tormentors. And Satan is a legal expert. He knows when he's entitled to move in. There are various forms of torment. There's physical torment. The example I would choose is arthritis. When you look at arthritis, you've seen the devil in action. Twisting, torturing, crippling, binding. Mental torment, one that's unusually common, is the fear of going insane. So that's not your problem. Your problem is a lying, accusing spirit, which is taking away your peace and the assurance of your salvation. All right, number four, they compel. I think there is no more distinctive word than the word compulsive. Almost anything compulsive is liable to be demonic. Compulsive smoking, compulsive consumption of alcohol, but let's not stop there. Compulsive eating is just as demonic. Gluttony is just as much of a problem as alcohol, but it's a respectable one, see. You can't be an alcoholic in church, but you can be a glutton. There are other forms of compulsion. Compulsive talking, garrulity. People who can't stop talking have got a problem. And they are a problem too. Number five, demons enslave. That's very close. You see, let's say you've committed a sin in the area of sex. You repent, you go to Jesus, you receive forgiveness and cleansing, you're justified, just as if you'd never sinned. That's all finished with. But if after all that, you still have this intense drive to commit the same sin again, even though you hate it, you're enslaved. One very common example is masturbation. Now, some psychologists and people say masturbating is all right, it's healthy. I just don't even argue about that. But I know there are thousands of people who do it and hate themselves for doing it. And every time they say never again, but it never works. They are enslaved. And there is a demon of masturbation. It's very common. And let me tell you now, before we get too far in the meeting, it has certain specific manifestations. What will happen is the person's fingers will begin to tingle. I've had so many people, Brother Prince, what's the matter with me? My fingers are tingling. And sometimes they go stiff and they bend right backwards. And I just whisper in the ear, your problem is masturbation. Renounce it, claim the cleansing blood of Jesus and get rid of it. But it's very stubborn. Many times people have to actually shake it out of their fingers in the name of Jesus to get rid of it.
Let's make this practical. Are you being strongly enticed in any area of immorality in your life? Are you being harassed? Are your night seasons being tormented? Are you having horrible fears and worries? Are you being tormented by things like that, especially unforgiveness, maybe your past life and sins? Are you just being compelled, almost driven to unclean activities? And are you enslaved? Are your drives and desires just about to dominate you? Then I'll tell you what, there's good news, because those forces can be broken and conquered. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
It's one of the most misunderstood aspects of Christian living, a topic shrouded in controversy and cloaked in fear. Perhaps that's why so few Christians ever manage to separate biblical fact from myth and fantasy. The subject, demons and demonic oppression. That's why we have combined two of Derek Prince's most helpful teachings on the subject, one a book and the other an audio series, to create one powerful resource for believers of all maturity levels. In these startling yet reassuring teachings, built upon more than 35 years of study and active ministry and deliverance, Derek Prince exposes the truth about demons and brings you proven biblical keys for battling those he calls your invisible enemies. The book, They Shall Expel Demons, has served as the gateway to freedom and authority for tens of thousands. And the 6-CD audio series titled Deliverance and Demonology brings you clear keys to receiving deliverance and permanent freedom, as well as how to share that freedom with others. If you or those you love struggle with nagging, lingering problems, this may be your key to freedom. Learn how to receive the keys to deliverance and walk in the freedom Jesus died to purchase for you. Normally $46.95 when purchased separately, you can get both resources, the 6-CD series and Derek's insightful book, for only $24.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Get the facts and walk in freedom. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being here. We're in a marvelous series on deliverance that is so needed in the body of Christ. And to help me process it today is my good friend David Holland, also one of the producers of this show. And David, thanks for being here.
Hi, Stephen. Hey, good to be here.
You know what? What I want to continue to emphasize is that this is normal Christianity. You know, you confess Jesus Christ as Lord, you get a Bible, you start to read it, the stuff that's in it is normal, you get baptized, you know what I mean? It's just the stuff. It's as normal as tithing and going to church. And the times that I've been involved in seeing people really marvelously set free, you know, it didn't have anything to do with holy water or crucifixes or people's heads turning around or Exodus music or anything. I mean, exorcist music.
Sure.
It was just normal. And that's what we need to bring people home to, so they can walk in the power of God.
Well, that's exactly right. If you'd never read the Bible before and you were walking along and one dropped out of the sky onto your head and you sat down and read the New Testament, that would be your perception. That it's normal. It was a normal part of the ministry of Jesus. It was a normal part of the ministry of the apostles in the New Testament church. So that would be your perception. But it's movies, I really think, just like the Charlton Heston and the Ten Commandments have ruined us for the Exodus story. It's hard to get those out of your head when you're dealing with the book of Exodus. It's hard to get the movies that we've seen and those conceptions of demonic possession, to use the movie term, out of our heads when we're dealing with this topic. But it is quite normal. And what a blessing it is. That's the thing. What a tremendous benefit have to have the ability to be free. That's it. Be free.
Exactly. And I watch people who deal with horrible addictions and struggles and temptations. And sure, they've got to exercise their senses to righteousness. They need to absorb the scriptures. They need help and encouragement. But many times they're trying to deal almost in their own strength with a force that has moved in on their life. And this is good news. It's not that it removes responsibility. It just means that we don't have to take on the neighborhood bully all by ourselves.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. And you know, Paul said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and dominions in high places. And that is that's the reality of the Christian life that Paul laid out for us.
You know, what's intriguing to me is here Derek ministered for so many years in Africa, supposedly demon central on
right.
the planet. That's at least our mentality. And yet he comes to America and he says, oh my gosh, I deal with far more demons here than I do anywhere else. Well, you know, looking at our culture, even since he's passed away, but certainly since he was living and ministering in the States, you know, gosh, we've got a rise of the cults. We've got a rise of the whole goth vibe. We've got a rise of evil, really demonically inspired movies, heavy metal garbage. I mean, on and on and on. And then stuff that's less normally taken as less demonic, but even the lust culture and all that kind of thing. I mean, the evil. I'm telling you, and then, of course, when you add to that hallucinogenic drugs, as you know, that's a real gateway to the demonic.
It's a door opener, no doubt about it.
We have got a culture that has a high problem with the demonic, and yet doesn't recognize it because it doesn't look like Anton LaVey or
sure.
you know, Church of Satan. It just looks like kids having fun, but it's every bit a demonic riot as anything that's ever occurred in history.
There are a lot of people, Stephen, who have dabbled in Eastern mysticism very, very innocently. It seemed very innocuous, but before they came to Christ or even as Christians, our society presents Eastern mysticism in so many different ways and so many different avenues, from exercise routines. I don't mean to get too
sure.
too alarmist about it, or you know, furniture arranging schemes. You know, Eastern mysticism is basically infiltrating every area of our lives, and that's another door opener as well. You know, I know that we've got listeners right now who have questions about this, and we're all about answering those questions. As a matter of fact, we've put together a bundle of resources that I think will just be an amazingly helpful resource for people who want to know more about this and know how to walk in freedom and minister freedom to other people. We're calling it the Freedom and Deliverance Package, and it involves two different elements. There's a 6-CD audio series by Derek called Deliverance and Demonology. 6 great teachings in there that are really going to take you through and lay a great biblical foundation for your understanding of this. And a book by Derek called They Shall Expel Demons. These two resources together will get you where you need to be in terms of your orientation on all of this.
You know, you brought up the whole issue of Eastern mysticism. Derek really knew the power of that because he had studied yoga and a lot of, as a matter of fact, he had wanted to be a guru at one point and spent a lot of time with yoga and what have you. And I realize that some folks are going to think we're maybe going too far, but the word yoga literally means union.
Yeah.
And the whole idea is to put yourself in a state where you can become one with the other side. I'll just say it that way without getting too systematic about it.
Sure.
It seems to me that ought to be, that ought to give us pause. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely.
And with yoga classes in the basement of churches and at YMCAs, I mean, this is, I'm not just trying to hammer that, but as you've said, it really infiltrates. There's even a resurgent transcendental meditation movement
sure.
today. And as we know, transcendental meditation was nothing but Hinduism repackaged for Western consumption.
Right.
But this is so important. I appreciate your insights.
You bet. And before I go, let me just let people know how to get that bundle. Once again, we're calling it the Freedom and Deliverance Package. These two resources together would ordinarily sell for $46.95, but right now we're making them available for $24.95. And you can get it right now by calling 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Of course, you can also go online and get it at DerekPrince.org.
Well, David, it's great to have you with me, and I know you're going to be with me in the coming days. Thanks for being here, Dave.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Thursday as the legacy continues.
To order the Freedom and Deliverance Package, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Purchase separately the 6-CD series on deliverance and demonology, along with Derek's classic book, Thou Shall Expel Demons, would cost $46.95. Now you can get these powerful resources at the special price of only $24.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.